All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, a bad situation is actually getting worse for the New York Football Giants. The Giants find themselves right now with a record of 0-5. They have a litany of injuries at wide receiver as they lost wide receivers Odell Beckham Jr., Brandon Marshall, and Dwayne Harris for the season in one game on Sunday in their loss to the Los Angeles Chargers. Now it came out yesterday that head coach Ben McAdoo has decided to suspend cornerback Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie after an incident between the two. And you just have to wonder, has Ben McAdoo lost his team? And right now my answer is yes. Ben McAdoo came in as the Giants offensive coordinator in 2014. And once the team decided to move on from Tom Coughlin as their head coach, he was promoted to head coach. McAdoo was, because the organization was fearful of losing him to another team, and they also wanted to keep veteran quarterback Eli Manning comfortable in the system that he was in. And you look at it, McAdoo is the opposite of Tom Coughlin. Tom Coughlin ruled with an iron fist, and over time, Coughlin lightened up, and the players began to embrace him. And of course, that helped the Giants win a pair of Super Bowl championships with him leading the way. McAdoo, on the other hand, has come in and he's tried to be a player's coach. And typically, it doesn't work out unless you have the respect of those guys. And you have a young team, you have a team that lacks leadership. And with that said, that player's coach mentality is not going to work in the same way. And you heard so many people out there ready to see the Giants move on from Tom Coughlin in 2015. And like I always say, getting rid of a guy, whether it be your head coach, your quarterback, your defensive coordinator, your offensive coordinator, whomever, all of that is well and good. But you better make sure that the person that you have to replace this guy knows what he's doing. And for all of those people out there that were happy to see Tom Coughlin get the door, guess what? Now you're going to appreciate Tom Coughlin a little bit more. And it's going to be the same way when people who keep saying, you know what, the Giants need to move on from Eli Manning. When you see the next person play quarterback for the New York Giants, I guarantee you people will begin to appreciate Eli Manning a little bit more. You look at the Giants right now, they are 0-5. Victories are going to be few and far between. This has the makings of the Giants' worst season in a long time. You have to go back to the days of Alex Webster and Ali Sherman during their respective tenures as the head coach of the Giants to find the season that is going to replicate what the final outcome is going to be come December for this club. 2 or 3 wins right now might be a reach. You are looking at a team in the Giants that they are going to be in unfamiliar territory come next spring at the NFL draft. The Giants are going to be picking in the top 5. There's no question about it. You look at this game coming up Sunday versus the Denver Broncos on the road. The Giants have not won in Denver since 1989. And now you're asking Eli Manning to go out there and play behind an O-line who can't protect him and throw to wide receivers who are like practice squad guys because all of the top tier guys are out. You're asking for it. This defense has been unable to stop people. This defense has been unable to make the key stops, because if you go back to the Giants' last 3 games, the Giants had a lead in each of those contests in the fourth quarter, and the defense could not close the door. That's discipline, or lack thereof. The Giants can't run the football. And if you can't run the football, and if you can't protect your quarterback, even when you have high-caliber wide receivers, and if your defense can't make plays, how are you going to go out there and win? Who are you going to beat? That falls into the lap of McAdoo, and it also falls into the lap of their general manager, and Jerry Reese. And There's a contingency that thinks that Jerry Reese and Ben McAdoo might get a pass this season due to the injuries that the Giants have. I'll tell you what, if the wheels continue to fall off in the fashion that they are, and if Ben McAdoo continues to show that he has a lack of control over this team, he's gone. And if he's gone, there's a good possibility that Jerry Reese is gone too. And John Mara might just start over. So if you're a Giant fan, you really, really want to pay attention to this season, because there could be some wholesale changes coming, as this is not looking good for Big Blue. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement here in 2017, there is always next summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn, to check out the Cyclones. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 6 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.